So sometimes when people give shirim or chaburas, to follow the title. I didn't really have a title, so I just sent the title to the programming staff to send out a title called Living with Inspiration. But I think it this year is probably just going to be a very basic, very practical type of outlook in Avodas Hashem. In the Hasidic Sfarim, especially in the Sefer we're going to learn right now from Rabbi Nachman, they all talk about over and over again that a person goes throughout their lives. They have hard times and they have good times. In the Kabbalistic terms, it's something called godless demochin. And that means where everything's going well, your moch is able to expand, everything's going well, you feel like you're a Avodas Hashem. And then a lot of our times, at least in my own self, we don't feel like Hashem cares about our davening, Hashem cares about our learning, and it makes us very down about it, and we're not into it. And that's called a katnus demochin. We just feel like a katan. You feel small. We feel like you're nothing. We feel like why would Hashem care about my davening, my tefillah? So last night I was looking during the night activity, second night activity. I was just looking to learn a little bit, and Hashem brought me to this piece of Rabbi Nachman, Lukute Meran, Torah Tzadi Test 99. And it happens to be on Pasuk from today's Parsha. So I thought if we just learn it together, and we'll try to be able to come out with a message on how sometimes in our lives, we're going to have those times in our lives where we're not feeling it, we're not feeling davening, we're not feeling learning, we're not feeling being nice to someone. But at the end of the day, to still try to push through. Because every single thing we do has a tremendous effect. So let's see what he says here. I don't have to talk anymore. That was just a little bit of an introduction. But we'll let Rabbi Nachman do the rest of the talking. And you should know it's Motzei Shabbos. This is a very special thing. It's a very special inyan to learn Chassidus Motzei Shabbos. So Shvi Zochem and Hashem to always learn together and always learn holy things, especially on Motzei Shabbos. Okay, here we go. Torah Tzadi Test for Rabbi Nachman, the great-grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, Zuchus Yogen Aleinu. The Pasuk says in today's Parsha, V'aschanan al Hashem ba'isa hi leimor, Moshe davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it, right, and we know that what he davened, that he should be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So the whole Torah here right now, Rabbi Nachman is going to focus on tefillah, specifically on when we're feeling tefillah, and specifically when we're not feeling tefillah. Here we go. A person needs, first line on the bottom, Tzadi Tes. A person needs to daven with tremendous closeness and tremendous dveikus, feeling close and feeling attached to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. However, Rabbi Nachman says, Ach im lefamim yesh es, sometimes she'eno yachol lespal b'dveikus. A person's not able to feel davening. We don't feel. Especially when you're in camp, when you have a million things going through your head, you don't feel like your davening is really doing something special. So Rabbi Nachman is giving us a very, very good advice right here. Because the Yitzhar is number one advice. He says, if you don't feel it, at least I know about you, and I'm not sure about you guys, but sometimes I get up to Shema Kolenu in a minute. I tell myself, okay, I'm here at Shema Kolenu, I'm at Modem, I'm just going to give up on the rest of Shemoneh Esrei, I'll say the words, and finished. Listen to what Rabbi Nachman says. Second line down. Al Yomar Eini Mispalel Klal. Don't tell yourself, let me just finish up davening, or let me just take my 3 steps back. Let me just give up. Just because you weren't able to daven on the great level or the great thing that you were sometimes able to. Don't tell yourself that you shouldn't daven, and then your tefillah won't be miskaba. Rabbi Nachman is telling us something. He's saying, don't tell yourself, and I'm not sure this happens to you, this happens to me all the time, don't tell yourself that your tefillah won't be accepted if you don't daven, or if you do daven, it won't be accepted. I mean, Ahmed's telling us a very psychological thing. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up. And now he says a great story in the Gemara in Brachos Lam Dalam and Beis. Moshe Omra Bezinu Zuchad Marbacha, Arabi Chanina Vendosa, Shahayim Espala, Bechulei. Basically, though, Rabbi Nachman here is quoting Gemara. V'chanina ben Dosa used to say that he would have Ruach HaKodesh, he would know when his tefillah would be accepted. When? How would he know that his tefillah would be accepted? Listen to what the Gemara says here. Omer lehem, he said to them, Im shigura tefilasi b'fi yodea ani shu mekabel, im lav yodea she'enu mekabel. V'chanina ben Dosa said, when the tefillah, when the words came out of my mouth easily, when the tefillah the words came out of my mouth without me having to think about it. And if things were going well, I knew the tefillah would be accepted. And if the tefillah did not come out of my mouth easily and did not come out of my mouth comfortably, then I knew the tefillah wouldn't be accepted. But this is how Rabbi Nachman is going to take that Gemara now and flip it on its head. So now Rabbi Nachman says, this is exactly what we're talking about. So when Rabbi Nachman uses the word dvekas, it's a code word for saying you're feeling tefillah. You know that you're doing well in tefillah. So im dvekas, if you feel like your tefillah is going well, sha'azayah tefillah shigura merutza beviv, the tefillah is very in your mouth, and you're just feeling davening, you're just very excited about davening, you just can't wait to continue davening, mikubelas, then the tefillah, of course, will be accepted. However, Rabbi Nachman is saying, don't think that if the tefillah is not coming through your mouth easily, don't think it won't be accepted. Don't think that it won't be accepted. Don't think that just give up on yourself that it won't be accepted. Listen to what he says here. Afal pikein, about six, seven lines up from the bottom. Afal pikein, even though, al yomer ha'adam kein, don't tell yourself I shouldn't daven. Elo yispalo tamen, continue davening. Try to plow through, whatever it is. Take 10 seconds, take 20 seconds. Whatever's going on in my life right now, that could wait. I'm davening to Hashem. And I'm put all my energy, I'm going to put all my kochos into it. Listen to what he says here. V'im lo yuchal yispal b'dvikas karoi. And if you're not able to get into it as much as you would like to, yispal b'chol kocho. Rabbi Nachman says, keep on trying. Put in all your efforts. Just got to plow through. Do whatever you can. Ki v'eish she yispal b'dvikas karoi. Because when we all know that at least once a week, Shabbos, whenever it is, they were able to feel davening. You feel a chadoda. You feel close. You feel in your davening. You feel close. Listen to what he says here. Azai yala kol tefilas imatfila ha'ish uspal karoy. He says an incredible thing. He says if you have one tefila throughout the whole week that you feel close. He says that one tefila pushes up all the rest of the week's tefilas. Everything. An incredible thing. It's like a catapult. You have one tefila on one side. At least, let's just say, like Kabbalah Shabbos on one side. The Kabbalah Shabbos is the number one tefillah that I connect to. You have one tefillah on one side, and then you have all the rest of the week's tefillahs on the other side. Sometimes it's a little hard to get into. And what does Rabbi Nachman say here? Rabbi Nachman says that if a person has tremendous strength, a person has tremendous abilities to be able to get that one tefillah in, it catapults the rest of the tefillahs of the rest of the week. So if you notice right here, I was trying to find a sitter here. Just to be able to show this in a very interesting way as well. If you ever noticed in the Mizmor LeDavid right before Arne Becholach on Friday night, if you ever counted up the Mizmor LeDavid, how many times it says the word Hashem? We'll do it right now. I'll tell you. I'm pretty sure it says 18 times. We'll do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 16, 17, 18. That's not stam. Why? There's 18 Hashems in that last tefillah. So I remember when I was once in the kol here, I was in the chinuch staff, I remember saw in Ram Shor Sefer, he says an incredible thing. And he quoted the Arizal, and then Sfas Emes flushed it out. Why Dafka in that tehillim are there 18, it says Hashem's name 18 times. So, incredible thing here. And he says, Dafka, we Dafka, that Mizmor LeDavid is Dafka placed right before Kabbalah Shabbos. He says, when a person has Kavana in this stanza, this Tehillim on Friday night, it pushes up the rest of the week's tefillahs. It pushes up the tefillahs that are still hanging up in the balance. It's pushing up those tefillahs, Rabbi Nachman is saying right here. It's pushing up those tefillahs that are still standing. So why 18? 18 is very pashut, Shmon Esrei. Right? Oh, there's really 19 brachas now? Okay. Very good question. That's not for now. That was a late addition because of the Tzedukim. But the Arizal says an incredible thing here. Why did it say Hashem's name 18 times? So the next time we're going to be saying Mizmor LeDavid, right? That tefillah is a tremendous thing. It catapults the rest of the week's tefillahs up. And that's exactly what Rabbi Nachman is saying here. Rabbi Nachman is saying there's definitely one time in a person's week or one time in a person's month that he feels close in davening. Don't think that the rest of the times when you don't feel close, those are just gone. That one big tefillah is going to bring up the rest of the tefillahs. And this is what he says here. And then we'll close with a story. V'zeo, this is what the pasuk says. V'aschadon el Hashem. A person should daven to Hashem tamid. A person should daven to Hashem constantly. Bein medvekes, bein shelo medvekes. I should daven. I'm going to daven to Hashem, whether I feel close to Him, whether I'm feeling it, whether I'm not feeling it. Ba'is hahi leimor. What does that mean? At the time that I daven, haynu be'is she'eskel espalal b'dvekas. At a time when I'm merit to daven and I feel close to God, I feel close to Hashem. My daven is going well. Shehu bechinas shugur tefilas b'fi. The tefillah is coming out of my mouth easily and clearly. It's coming out very comfortably. V'haynu be'is hahi leimor. This is what he says here. Shadvarim ne'marim amrutzim. When a person still davens, even when things are going hard, things are going strong, and he doesn't feel it, and he still davens, that one tefillah that he's going to have later in the week, it pushes up the rest of the tefillahs. And I don't think this doesn't only apply in davening. This applies in learning, when a person especially in camp, where it's very, very hard to learn. There's so many distractions, so many yitzharas to be able to do this, to do that. And a person says, you know what, I'm going to do my best right now, even if it's for 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, I'm going to do my best, that catapults the rest of the time. And you don't feel it, you don't feel like a geschmack in learning, but you still do it, and you still do that chesed, and when you're nice to a person, when it's not easy, and you still do it, that's catapulted when things are going well, when your learning is going well, and your chesed is going well, everything's going well, that catapults everything up. Just be able to close with a story. I heard this from Ramosha Tzuyuan, this story several times, but and I heard it yesterday when we were playing softball. I put an iPod on, so it's a pretty boring sport. So you gotta make it a little more interesting. We lost 9-5, but not because of the iPod, just because you were killing us. So the story goes like this: he said that there was once this girl whose father was a very big atheist, someone who doesn't believe in God. I didn't know that until like last year. So her father was an atheist, and he didn't believe in God. But she started asking questions that are very, she'd get bar mitzvah, this and that, whatever. I mean, she didn't have a bar mitzvah, obviously. But she started, whatever, things happened. Hashem made it in her way that she started to ask questions. And more she started to be able to keep Judaism. And what happened is she became a religious Jew. And this mamash killed her parents. One day, on Shabbos afternoon, she was walking home from shul, going home, and it was the craziest thing. A father was, the kids in the back of the car were fooling around, and he looked behind them, and the next thing he knows, he was in a tree or in a pole, and the pole, Rahman al-Atsan, fell on this girl's leg. She got knocked out, and they rushed her to the emergency room. After like 10, 11 hours of intense surgery, she finally woke up, and listen to what she woke up to. Her parents are there, they're talking, how much they love her, this and that, and her father turns to her and tells her the following thing. He goes, "So, you still believe? You still believe that there's Hashem, there's a God? Would a God do this to you? There's no God." So she turns back to him. I don't think she's older than 13, 14 years old. She turns back to her father in the hospital, and she says to him, "Of course I do. Why would I believe in a God that I could understand? Why would I believe in a God that I could understand? God, what makes him God is that because I don't understand him. This is the biggest sign that there is a God. God, when someone thinks of Hashem." I mean, some of the things God, we don't understand. Hashem works in mysterious ways. Of course I do. And their father was, very surprised by the comment. And I'm not sure about how the end of the story ended off with that family. And I'm not sure how the story connects to what we learned tonight. But we'll try to connect it also now. Sometimes in our lives, we understand. Sometimes we get it. Sometimes we understand our learning. We know why we're davening. We know why we're doing this. Sometimes we're just like the squirrels. We don't understand. We don't know why we're doing this. We're not feeling the inspiration of davening. We're not feeling the inspiration of learning. But at the end of the day, we still plow through. Like Rabbi Nachman says, a person plows through the davening. He plows through, even when it's hard. And even when I have to wake up so early in the morning on the Denver and Boston trip and I have to do these a million things, I'm going to plow through it. And one time, it's going to come back. It's going to come back, and I'm going to feel good about it. I'm going to feel good that I had to find all these kids tonight to make sure that everyone's okay. Because if we were their parents, and we are their parents for the summer, we have to make sure that everyone's counted for. Special is my biggest tefillah to Hashem, and should make Rabbi Nachman proud. At any time in our lives, especially by tefillah, when we feel close, that all the, when those times that we feel close in our davening, that will catapult, that will bring up all the rest of the tefillas when we don't feel close. And Bez Hashem, when we realize that it's okay sometimes not to feel close, it's okay, but we could still continue to plow through. Bez Hashem Yisbarachu to make Kadosh Baruch Hu proud, and all our tefillas should be answered. Bez Hashem Yisbarachu. Good end, Motzei Shabbos, Shabbos Nachman. Next year, Shabbos Nachman, Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. Bez Hashem.